This Saturday, Portland Mayor Michael Brennan, the NAACP Portland Branch, and Portland Connected held a summit along with other community leaders to accept President Obama's My Brother's Keeper Community Challenge. The goal of this initiative is to help Portland's youth from cradle to college, with a focus on closing the achievement gap between minority and white students. While only 15% of Portland's population is made up of minority groups, over 40% of the students in Portland's public schools belong to minority groups. Data collected by the school department shows a 43% proficiency gap in math between black and white students in the 11th grade. In addition, 55% of students in the Portland district are living at or below the poverty line. Despite these sobering facts, the City of Portland and ConnectEd has a plan to establish a course of action that will help 120 students read at grade level, 60 more students graduate high school, and 40 more students complete a college degree. The course of action will vary from not only K-12 education, but improved pre-K education and help from the Portland Police. Chief of Police Michael J. Sodchuk spoke on how the Safer Portland would make a better learning environment, but he did admit that the police had its shortcomings.
I'll lead by saying that recent research that we've done internally shows that of those 163 police officers, we only have seven officers of color. That's seven. That's only 4%, when in fact, Census data from 2010 show that 15% of our residents are people of color.
The police department will be taking action steps to address that problem and why seven black youth are incarcerated for every four white at Long Creek Youth Development Center. Also speaking at the summit was National Assistant Secretary for Special Education Michael Yudin. I was able to speak with him after the conference about the White House's role in this initiative.
Primarily, the role of the federal government in this effort really is to ensure local communities have the resources they need, the technical assistance, what are the best practices, the evidence-based strategies, linking communities with other communities and other resources. It's really a powerful tool that we can offer to assist local communities with that. And ultimately, again, the power of the White House behind this effort can help motivate and strengthen the efforts.
For now, it remains to see what steps will be taken. Reporting for Blunt Youth Radio, this is Grayson Sear.